From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama dealt setback in Iran nuclear accord confirmation. President Obama's effort to sell the Iran nuclear deal to a skeptical Congress has just been dealt a serious setback, with one of the president's top allies, Senator Chuck Schumer, coming out against the pact. In a statement late last night, Senator Schumer said, "After deep study, careful thought, and considerable soul searching, I've decided I must oppose the agreement." Mr. Schumer, a senator from the state of New York, is one of the top Jewish lawmakers in the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, one of the architects of the accord, said he was profoundly disappointed in the decision. Rejection, he says, is not a policy for the future. Mr. Kerry said that at a news conference in the capital of Vietnam, where he's wrapping up a tour of Southeast Asia. He also commented on the pact itself.
"And we are deeply convinced by the intelligence community, by the Energy Department, which has responsibility for nuclear weapons, of the ability to prevent Iran from having a nuclear weapon."
Mr. Kerry is in Hanoi, where today they mark the 20th anniversary of the normalization of the diplomatic ties between Vietnam and the U.S. Afghan officials say at least 8 people were killed and more than 100 others were wounded in a powerful blast that struck downtown Kabul early today. No group has claimed responsibility. A new Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility, however, on Thursday for killing 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the Islamic State vowed to launch more strikes. The U.S. Special Envoy for the Great Lakes region of Africa, Thomas Perello, has expressed grave concern about the ongoing political and humanitarian crisis in Burundi. This is VOA News. The leading 10 U.S. Republican Party candidates, hoping to become the country's next president, held their first debate last night. The two-hour session covered many topics, including foreign policy. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
What's clear from this first Republican debate is that foreign policy issues are going to continue to dominate the campaign debate for 2016. Not only terms of issues such as the Iran nuclear deal and how to confront and counter the Islamic State in the Middle East, but also tying the legacy of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama together as a critique of the Obama administration's foreign policy. A number of the Republican contenders were sharply critical of the Iran nuclear deal. Some even said that on the first day in office, that would be one of the things they would change. They would terminate that deal right away. I'm Jim Malone, VOA News.
For more on the debate, visit our website at voanews.com. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, together with the governments of Kenya and Somalia, stepping up efforts to repatriate greater numbers of Somali refugees from Kenya. A group of more than 100 Somali refugees arrived at Mogadishu International Airport in northeastern Kenya. Lisa Schlein has details.
The return of the 116 Somali refugees follows a pilot repatriation program begun in December, which has successfully returned 3,000 refugees to the relatively safe districts of Luke, Baidoa, and Kismayo. UNHCR spokeswoman Karen de Gruul tells VOA the refugees are receiving some money, food, seeds, and other assistance, but she acknowledges the situation in Somalia is far from ideal.
The socioeconomic situation is very, very difficult. And the situation is not there yet for loads and loads of people to return at this moment.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Republican Senator Bob Corker, who chairs the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee, is demanding that the State Department surrender all documents it used to upgrade Malaysia in this year's Global Human Trafficking Report. Some senators accuse the State Department of boosting Malaysia and other countries for political reasons. U.S. media reporting that hackers based in Russia penetrated the email network of the Pentagon's Joint Chiefs of Staff, leading to a 2-week shutdown of the system. Pentagon officials have confirmed the cyber attack. Not clear if the attack was sanctioned by Russia's government or was the work of individuals. Taiwan authorities closed offices and schools, and thousands of islanders fled to higher ground on Friday ahead of the arrival of a massive storm. Typhoon Sudalor is expected to make a direct hit on Taiwan late Friday or early Saturday and is already bringing heavy winds and torrential rain to the island. From Washington, this is Joe Palca reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.